Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to hear... I think these things are back, right? Even though Gen Z is trying to kill it.
Yeah, they're kind of back.
Office parties are back. In fact, we're having one today.
Yeah.
If I'm being truthful, they're having it underneath us right now.
Yes,
they're
they
one floor below us, and they're partying their butts off.
What time's the Slacker Show on? Yeah, we'll do it then.
They literally started the party. The Odyssey Denver Christmas party started at 3. Like, I can hear the mountain guy on a PA system right over here. Like, hey, everybody, welcome to the party. This is a rager.
Glad everyone's here. And I mean everyone.
Everyone who matters is down here. What? Okay. Our party, no SIG others are invited.
Yeah, I'm still a little miffed at that.
You don't want AHAC coming here, bro. You don't want her doing this.
I do. That's part of it. Like, I want to, she will make me look good.
You remember me bringing my ex?
I do, because there was one moment where I was so nervous to meet her and I was so intimidated because she's stunning. And she was like, do you have kids? And I said, yes.
You did not say yes.
And then I was like, no, I don't.
I don't know what I'm talking about. What do you mean by kids?
And I think about that moment all the time.
Oh my God, I gotta get home to the center.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I didn't know that either.
What? That's weird. So here's what we want from you guys. We want you to tell us about your Christmas party or your holiday party shenanigans. Mm-hmm. Now, if it's just, I made an idiot out of myself in front of my coworker's wife saying I have imaginary children, that's not going to be enough. I'm talking about the way it used to be.
Yeah.
Like, there's a trope of like a girl getting up on a copy machine and copying her butt. That's only a trope because they used to do it.
Right.
Wow.
We used to do a Christmas party as a show. We could bring it back. For all the companies who don't have Christmas parties, we would be like, write in and tell us why you want to come to our party, and we would do it. And then we would hire like Office Depot or whatever. They'd bring in copiers.
What?
And we would outfit them with extra heavy duty plexiglass so people could get up on them and copy their butt.
Oh my God.
Or their PPs.
Okay.
And then we would have a janitor's closet set up so you could like, it was just in the middle of the room. You could go in there and like, you go make out.
You grab
one of your coworkers and you drag them into the, and you make out with them. That's the kind of stories we want where you did something nefarious.
Mm-hmm.
Like back in the day, not in this building, but way back in the day when I wasn't married, I had lots of relations on the conference room table.
You said not that table, right?
No, it was at a different, when we were at a different building.
But I didn't know if they like took the table with.
I think it's a new table in there okay. Now, so you're good. But you'll notice I've never eaten off that table, ever. Would not ever eat off that table.
And this would be during meetings?
No, during the office holiday party.
The party.
Because like, we were on the 23rd floor of the Tabor Center, so we were overlooking the whole city. And it just became,
But everyone else was there too.
Mm-hmm.
Do the doors lock?
Mm-hmm. But also, you did that sort of thing typically towards the end of the party, where it's kind of whittled down to like 17 people and there's 16 offices and you're like, well, where are we going to go? And it's like, conference room.
Mm.
So then you...
Interesting.
I'm not eating on that table either.
Here's the... No, that one, I've done nothing in there.
I don't trust it. I don't know.
Do you know what? I happen to have a black light on me.
I do too.
I don't know why I bring it with me everywhere I go now. In case you're buying concert tickets or something, you need to make sure they're real.
Oh no, I use it for my glass, but anyways.
For your what?
I've talked about this
before.
Oh,
your weird uranium glass or whatever? Okay. So here's what we want. We want to hear the most... Just the sideways things you did. Like if you've done rails of drugs off your boss's desk, that's worthy of calling
mm-hmm.
in.
Mm-hmm.
If you've slept with a coworker, you've... had a threesome at the, it doesn't, they don't have to be
police relations. Were called something like,
right. If something weird happened at your holiday office party, we want to hear what it was. 303-222-5423. That is the number you call. That is the number you text. That is the number you don't send pictures to because that doesn't work. 303-222-5423.
I think there's a reason why Gen Z is moving away from the holiday parties. It's the forced fun. Like there was a boss apparently who had everyone submit embarrassing stories from their childhood ahead of time, and no one really knew why. And he had them all printed up at the holiday party, and they read them out loud, and they had to guess whose embarrassing story it was.
Oh, I like that.
No one else did. Yeah, no one else did.
We had to do that for a thing, and you hated it.
We did?
Yeah. Because yours was like, I played at every football game in high school and you were in the band and it was like a trick and everyone thought it was boring.
Yeah, you got no action at that party.
I'm not going to get any action at this party because we're stuck up here trying to talk to people.
Yeah, going on downstairs.
The other things I want to hear though are like massive injuries. Because here's the thing. Mm. What I've seen happen more often than not is you have that one coworker who has always kind of been in their shell.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're
saying. And then all of a sudden, somebody's the tequila fairy at every party and they're walking around and they're just kind of refilling everybody's shot glass. And that person just either bars. Do you remember a few years ago at our party?
Yep.
That was not a holiday party. I don't even think it was a holiday.
No, that person came out of her shell.
It was not a holiday. Does not apply.
She would have came out of more.
And I was freshly divorced and I'm like, I got a shot at this. And then I lost track of her for 4 seconds. I realized, everyone has a shot at it. To the point, do you guys know how this office holiday shenanigan ends?
I don't remember.
Our boss, our big boss, paid for her Uber, took her downstairs to the Uber, put her in the Uber, and then came back upstairs. And he was like, everyone, don't worry about it. It's handled. 17 seconds later, bing, elevator opens up. Whoa!
With the Uber driver. More the merrier.
And they are happily married to this day. Okay, if you've had...
Yeah, if the boss has to send you away, I want to hear about those stories.
Yeah.
That is exactly what we want, is how far did it go? What was your worst holiday party shenanigans? 303-222-5423.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing office party shenanigans. Just a little quick behind the scenes for what happens in here. Tiak has to run out of the room and get the calls and come running back into the room.
Yeah.
And like people call and then they hang up and then they call and they hang up and they call. And like, so it's a lot like watching. And I just want you to know, I appreciate how much legwork there is.
Yeah.
You need an Apple Watch.
Thank you.
I want you to have an Apple Watch and I want to see how many steps you
do. I feel like I'm playing Frogger. So I'm just back and forth.
You are just like, it's so weird. Rob? Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah. Office party shenanigans. What happened to you? And now we lost Rob?
Oh, no.
Okay, let's just go.
Go run after him.
TX going to go try to get Rob. Okay, Antonio. Bye, TX.
That wasn't a demand.
Yay. office party shenanigans. He just went downstairs to the office party.
No, he didn't.
He didn't. He's answering the phone. All right, Antonio, what's your shenanigan?
So this is back when I was working as a lifeguard at Illich's, and we had an office party for the aquatics department,
Ooh.
And it was held at our boss's house.
Well, that feels illegal on a number of levels.
A number of levels. And somebody on the team posted the party on Craigslist.
No.
No, they didn't.
So this turned into a Project X party. Everyone was shwasted. I was shwasted. The cops were called. I had to hop a fence, and I look back, and this fence falls over because of the number of people that are just trying to hop the fence to get out of there.
Yeah.
I had to hide under a bush for hours waiting for a cop to leave. It was insane.
I just remembered my friends who owned a wine bar, similar story, but like somebody, like the cops did eventually show up and everybody did the scramble drill, but their newest busboy came to the party and they owned a wine bar. So they were just handing wine to everybody. Mm. And he went into the bathroom, just drinking out of a wine bottle and kind of sort of passed out and dropped the wine bottle, shattered the wine bottle and shattered the toilet. So, and then eventually while the toilet is running, cops came, scatter drill.
Yeah.
And then you've got water running all over. Antonio, that sounds like a lovely party. There's got to be litigation because that's just a creep trying to get scantily clad people to his house.
The aquatic
department. Love you, Illich's, though. You guys are great. Volunteer firefighter Chuck.
Yay.
Yay. That's a very long name you have there, sir. Office party shenanigans. What happened?
So we we had an office party while I was incarcerated. I was a clerk, and I wasn't in recovery yet, so I was still using drugs. And so we're in an office party, and it's about 10 people, lieutenants, sergeants, other clerks, and I did a little bit of heroin right there. And,
in front of them?
In front of them, yeah.
This has been so topsy-turvy.
Because the file cabinet was like about neck high, and I was sitting at my desk, and but so they couldn't see past that little file cubby in front of me. So, but you know, while we're conversating, you know, just doing a little bit at a time. Just to put first, I put the spoon out, and then I put a little bit of dope in there, and then you know, put a little bit of water. And then,
I was looking for shenanigans, but this is another. What's a bigger word than shenanigans?
Chaos.
Office party chaos. Yes. You said incarcerated. Were you like you were so you were a cop or what were you?
No, I was in prison and I was a clerk though, you know, I was a clerk in prison and,
okay.
You know, I just,
and you had access to heroin while you were in prison.
Well, prison is a microcosm of the outside world. So anything you get out here, you can get in there because everybody has a price, including the staff. Officers, sergeants, lieutenants.
Oh, buddy.
We have the chaos has to end here before we need to be deposed.
When's
this.
The party this year?
Thank you, volunteer firefighter Chuck. Beth?
Yay.
I don't know if you can get as chaotic as that was, but what's your office party shenanigans?
It was a really boring office party. So a coworker and I snuck off to our boss's room to have relations. And we had plenty to drink, and we ended up passing out in there. When we woke up a few hours later, everybody had left. And when we tried leaving the building, it set off the alarm, the police came. And the thing is he had always told all of us he was single, but his wife was one of the police officers that showed up.
Stop!
What?
Oh, my gosh.
You found a way to top the chaos.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.